Got to give a shout out to a whole whack of athletes from all over the province. Something like 175 are from middle school and high school athletes that are here for the Royal Canadian Legion SASC Command 58th Annual Provincial Track and Field Camp. It's on right now, and some of these kids are going to move on to the Nationals in Calgary this August. So welcome to Regina. Hope the meet is going well for you. Joining us is CJME rider reporter Britton Gray, who was again yesterday at the practice field. Britton, good morning.
Good morning.
I know you talked to quarterback Trevor Harris, and he assessed the Stampeders like this.
They've got a great leader over there with Vernon. He's leading the troops, and he gets guys to believe in what they're doing. And he has an infectious belief. He's a great football player, a great leader, and I love that guy. And, you know, they have a great defense, and, you know, it's a scheme that is giving people trouble.
He's right. They sure look good taking down Winnipeg last week. And as you mentioned, I think in one of your social media clips there, that, hey, they could come in, and they're looking to beat the second unbeaten club in a row here. How do you fear the Stamps?
Yeah, the Stamps, absolutely. A little bit better than expected. They had to rebuild that entire defense. They had a ton of new starters, and it's paying off. They are not surrendering a lot of touchdowns. I think only giving up about 20 points per game. It's going to be tough. A little bit, I will say, I still like the Riders' chances here. It's at home. I think the Riders are still a better overall team, but with the way that Calgary really handled Winnipeg there and kind of won all three phases, you do have a little bit more concern than maybe we did 3 weeks ago about this Calgary game.
Okay, well, let's check some of the concerns you had at practice yesterday. Sam Emelis, what's the deal?
Yeah, Sam Emelis still not really practicing, listed as limited, but I don't know how he's limited. He's just doing work along the sideline, so he's still a little bit of ways away. Same with Sean Bain Jr. He's not quite out there yet. Once again, doing a lot of work on the sidelines, kind of still that rehab stuff. And then Tavon Campbell hasn't been practicing this week, and that may be a little bit of a concern. Obviously, he had the pick six that really turned the game around for the Riders against the Lions. But in his place, Antoine Brooks Jr. has been playing well. He had the great training camp preseason game. Looks like he might get the start there because this team has a lot of depth. They have a lot of ability to kind of move Canadians around and bring in an American here and there, and that appears to be what they're going to be doing this week.
You guys were talking about Robustelli on the Green Zone yesterday. Everyone kind of hoping for the best for this young man on the weekend here.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of waiting for that big breakout game that we saw with the talent throughout training camp. Of course, he had the big game in the preseason. And unfortunately for a guy like him, the chances, we don't know how much longer he's going to be a starter, right? Sam Emelis should be working his way back right away. And then, of course, Keane Schaefer Baker's eventually coming back. You kind of have to take a full advantage of these opportunities when they come, right? Because you don't know how long of a stretch you're going to get before some of these guys get back from injury.
CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray, what sort of mood has the club been in since coming back from the bye week? Have you noticed any particular, is it loosey-goosey or is it serious? What are your thoughts?
I think a little bit more refreshed, of course. Corey Mays knows how to get these guys motivated and prepared. They know what's at hand here, of course. This team was 4-0 to start last season, right? And then they ended up finishing second in the West Division there behind Winnipeg. You need a win every week. It's going to be tough here in what could be a very close West Division this season. But it seems like they're a little bit more refreshed, ready to go, and kind of keep building on what they've done. This team hasn't felt entirely, I guess, fully feel good, but they feel like they should be better. They haven't put their best football out here, and they're still kind of rounding into form.
It's going to be fun. Friday night, the Stamps are in town at Mosaic Stadium with Craven Country Thunder underway. There's going to be a country theme to it. Will you or will you not be wearing a cowboy hat?
No cowboy hat
what?
For me, Greg. Sorry. No, I hate fun, just absolutely despise it, so no cowboy hat.
That's why we don't hang out. Britton Gray, thanks, buddy, for coming on the show.
Not a problem.
White hot. Best describes how the pavement's going to be later on when it hits 33 or 91 Fahrenheit. And also white hot, this young man out of Leader, Saskatchewan. I was watching on Sportsnet. They had the Calgary Stampede Rodeo on, and a Saskatchewan bull rider by the name of Grady Young from Leader, Saskatchewan, did it again. He got the top score. I think he did it Monday, too. And He's got another ride today, but they already said he's qualified for Sunday's final. 19 years old and one of the top bull riders in Canada right now from Leader, Saskatchewan. Wish him well. Very, very cool, I might add. Some U.S. news for you here. It seems now that President Donald Trump is going to impose 50% tariff on copper, which is not great considering Canada exports nearly $5 billion a year worth of copper to the U.S. He said the new copper tariffs are coming. And I guess it's one thing to say it before it actually happens. That's probably why Prime Minister Mark Carney has only said that his government won't be commenting until Trump actually signs it into executive order. But hey, a little feel-good news story from the Buy Canadian movement. It comes from Purdy's Chocolate, who says there's been so much demand to buy Canadian, and they are a Canadian company out of the West Coast, Vancouver, for the last 118 years. They're branching out. They're putting their products now into grocery stores. I believe they're starting at Save-On, and if it goes well there, they're going to branch out to other Canadian grocery stores as well, which is really, really cool. And just to take you across the U.S. border, I know not as many people are traveling, flying, or even driving across the border, but if you are flying anytime soon, it's going to be a little different going through security.
TSA will no longer require travelers to remove their shoes when they go through our security checkpoints. This is something that I know for quite some time people have talked about and discussed, and we know that when President Trump was elected that he pledged to make life better for all Americans.
Yeah, there you heard it. Now all passengers no longer having to take their shoes off when going through airport security and screening in the U.S. That change comes after 20 years of having to do so in the wake of 9/11. And remember that shoe bomber in 2001, the guy who tried to blow up a Miami flight? He had concealed a bomb in his tennis shoes. It failed to detonate, thankfully, and he was tackled by passengers and crew. But since then, the TSA, they say they have added multiple layers of additional security, including data on millions of Americans. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem there suggests flights are just as secure.
Since that policy was put in place, our security technology has changed dramatically. It's evolved.
And I hope the next move is not to allow people to take their shoes off once you're on the plane, let alone their socks, as many do. Some of you may be getting ready for a camping weekend or just set to set sail on a vacation. And if you're looking for ideas, many are staying in Saskatchewan. Well, I've got the perfect guest for you to perhaps share some creative ideas. She is the creator of LostGirlsGuide.com, Saskatchewan travel blogger Ashlyn George. And I'm going to talk glamping in a moment and great road trips and hikes to make with families. But Ash, our province has a lot to discover, and you wanted to start for an adventure in the Southwest near Cypress Hills. What's this?
So many amazing places. One place I love to talk about is Cypress Hills Provincial Park. Everybody goes to the Conglomerate Cliff viewpoint. You can just drive up there. But I love to do the 6-kilometer return hike to the hidden Conglomerate Cliffs. But fair warning, for Saskatchewan, this is some pretty serious elevation. It's 200 meters up for those 3 kilometers there. But you get an amazing view over like Battle Creek Road and the creek running through there. You hike along the Great Trail. And then when you go down, it's all downhill. So it's super easy to go back down.
It is a moment in time where you're sitting there on that cliff, though. You're kind of like, wow, this is Saskatchewan. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
It's a very unexpected view. And with hikes like this where you have to do a bit of elevation, there's a reward to getting to the top, right? It feels good to achieve that, you know, harder hike.
Yeah. And if you're looking for cool landscape, where do you suggest?
Oh, Grasslands National Park East Block. So this is the Rolling Hills Badlands-esque view of Saskatchewan out here. You can do it as a day hike with your family. It's about 6 kilometers round trip. You might find some dinosaur bones out there if you're really lucky, or just other animal bones. It's a great day hike, but you can also camp out there anywhere you like. I've gone out there, pitched a tent. I mean, it gets a little bit windy sometimes, so you have to be careful with the weather, and you want to take extra water because there's no natural water features out there either.
Ashlyn George from thelostgirlsguide.com. We're talking about staycation ideas. If you're looking for something a little more family friendly, then
Echo Valley Provincial Park. I've been there with my nephews, my parents. We love it. They have some really great hiking up along the hillside, and you can kind of pick and choose what trails you want to do. There's about 10 kilometers in total, but you definitely don't have to do them all. So you can do shorter, longer hikes. They have QR codes everywhere, so you have a map with you, and you're right there at the lake, too. So when you're done hiking, you can go cool off, and you can go grab some ice cream in town, too.
Ashlyn George from thelostgirlsguide.com. Glamping in Saskatchewan has become pretty popular. What are some of your favorite spots?
Oh, I love to go glamping here. It's such a perfect getaway. I was out at Prairie Ridge Resort. This is just 45 minutes north of Saskatoon. It's near the Petrovka Bridge. And they have a mix of everything. You can go pitch a tent, but they have the geodesic domes. You can stay in a tiny cabin. That's what I was recently in. They also have glamping stargazer tents, too. They're all walk-in, so you can take a golf cart in, or you can pull a wagon in that they provide for you to take your gear in. And something unique they do, 14 kilometers downstream on the North Saskatchewan River, you can go see Saskatchewan's largest tree. And what they'll do is they'll do a vehicle drop for you. If you bring your paddling gear, you can paddle down there and then drive back and hang out, enjoy the sauna, enjoy the views. It's beautiful.
Now, if you go to Emma, Christopher Lake, you say something there is tucked in the forest that's just picturesque. What is it?
Oh, Flora Bora yurts. I stayed here multiple times. She set up these Mongolian-style yurts in the forest there. This is luxury. There's fire pits, a patio, you have a barbecue. There's access to a canoe or bike so you can enjoy the area. This is a place that you go to like stay and hang out, and it's hard to go to the lake because you just enjoy the property so much.
Flora Bora yurts. When you look at Parks Canada, what catches your eye?
So Parks Canada has these really cool structures called Otentics. They're like wooden A-frame cabins, but they're basic. So this is like basic glamping. You have to bring your own supplies, your sleeping bag. There's no power, so you want to pack a headlamp. But sometimes some of them have bunk beds too, so it's great for kids. It's so much fun. And it's just a little bit different if you don't want to stay in an actual tent.
Year after year, I call upon you for ideas within Saskatchewan. Are you tired of exploring yet, or have you yet to find something you haven't discovered in Saskatchewan?
Honestly, there's always something new somewhere. So like my list never gets shorter. I just keep adding things to it. As new businesses start, new ideas come to life. It makes the province really exciting.
Okay, some great staycation and camping and hiking ideas from one woman who I highly recommend you check out at thelostgirlsguide.com, Ashlyn George. Thanks for your time, Ash.
Thank you so much.
Good mix of country and rock with Def Leppard on Sunday night, coming to Craven Country Thunder this weekend. And we're going to talk a lot about some of the headliners and what you can expect with Def Leppard in a second here with my next guest, Megan Benoit from Country Thunder, who joins me in studio. Thank you, Megan, for being here. I know we're less than an hour away from the campgrounds opening up. Do they still line up like the old days, and is it a little bit of chaos or not?
No, it's pretty organized. We've got a really great campground team that you purchase your campsite, you are assigned a very specific site in a specific row. So we do still see people that are lined up now, ready to get set up, but your site's already assigned, so truly there's no rush to be first in line.
This is our biggest party of the summer. Everyone counts down. There are regulars that go year after year and do just what you said there, too. Is there any camping still available, or is it all sold out now?
Very limited camping. I believe we have some in our silver campground. I think we might be out of gold. And then if you're brave enough to tent camp, I think there might be a couple spots left.
Okay. I want to talk, too, about parking, because you used to be able to park across that field from Craven. You can't do that anymore. Is parking all paid? Is there a limited amount? What do you want to tell people there?
So we do have all the parking on site. Unfortunately, the landowner across the street changed, you know, that free parking situation across. But yes, so day parking is paid. If you're looking for free and you don't want to pay for parking, we do have that Safe Ride Shuttle sponsored by SGI. So that's a great option. But if you have friends who have a campground, you can also just buy an extra vehicle pass and then park right on their campsite. But yeah, don't drink and drive is always my message.
Oh,
so.
Well, there's a heavy RCMP presence.
Yes,
there always
absolutely.
Is.
So shuttle is recommended. Or, yeah, you can purchase a parking pass right through our website.
Hone in on the shuttle for a second here. The malls? What malls? Mm-hmm. And there's a new location, too. It's leaving, is there not? The Turvey Center?
Is. Yes, that's correct. Yeah. That's just going to be Friday, Saturday. And then we also have Victoria Square, Southland Mall here in Regina, and then we've got a pickup location in Moose Jaw as well.
Okay, and there's schedules online there. You can check out when to catch that and when to catch it home. You're having to make a lineup adjustment, a subtle one on Friday night. What's going on?
Unfortunately, Nate Smith, he's been on vocal rest for the month of June, took some time off to rest, tried to come back for a show last weekend and just couldn't do it. So we got the news and we're devastated. I'm a huge Nate Smith fan. And, you know, this late in the game, we did some scrambling, tried to find someone to come in, and then realized that this is a really great opportunity to showcase some Saskatchewan talent. And we called up Braden King, who was performing on the Beer Gardens.
Nice.
Said, you know, would you like to play main stage? And he was thrilled. And we're happy to have a hometown boy come back. He's been up to some really great things. He was on American Idol. Like, he's done well. And to welcome him back here with a main stage show.
He's been on this show before here, too. So
he's
you've
awesome.
Got Jason Aldean, the closer, on Friday night. And, of course, Bailey Zimmerman. I want to talk about him. He's on the main stage Saturday evening. Only a couple of years ago, he was a late afternoon performer. How has his stage show changed now to become a headliner?
The trajectory of that boy's career has been something I haven't seen before. It's just skyrocketed. He had a lot of energy when he played here a couple years ago. And to see him get even more energy, I don't know how he does it. But a lot of production, really cool stage setup for him. He comes out guns a-blazing and he does not slow down the entire 90 minutes. So
I think he's learned a trick or two from touring with Morgan Wallen.
Absolutely. You can see some Morgan tendencies in his show. But yeah, a lot of fun.
Megan Benoit is my guest from Country Thunder. Def Leppard, this is pretty unique. They've been playing to sold out outdoor venues for the last few years. How big is the stage show? Are we getting the full show at Country Thunder?
Yes, I was talking to our artist relations manager yesterday, and she was dealing with all the pyro, all the production pieces. So, you know, as soon as I hear the word pyro, I know that it is full on a Def Leppard concert. If you've seen them or if you haven't, you're in for a treat.
Okay, so what more would you like to everyone to know about attending? If you're only going for a day and you've never been, what do you bring?
I always tell people, come early, get your money's worth, and check out some of those early acts. I know that everyone's excited about the headliners. That's always my number one piece of advice. Check out the 4 o'clock acts, the 6 o'clock acts. You're going to find someone that you're going to love.
Are you still trying to entertain on the grounds itself? I know in years past you've had sideshows and stuff like that. What's happening there?
So our songwriter showcase, that is back again. We introduced that a few years ago, and it's a highlight. It's such a cool opportunity to enjoy an intimate performance with the people who wrote the songs that you know and hear on the radio.
Yeah.
And they tell the story and the inspiration behind it. So it's a really cool opportunity. And anyone who ever attends it always says it's a highlight for them. We have a hypnotist, which
nice.
Is a lot of fun. Whether you believe in hypnotism or not, check it out anyways and see if you're correct.
Well, that's great. So the campground again, 9 o'clock this morning, limited amount left. And the show is going to go rain or shine. But right now it looks like it's going to be shiny, most of it.
Beautiful looking weekend. I never want to jinx it because I know how the weather can change here, but it's looking nice.
All right, Megan, nice to have you stop by here this morning and give us the details. You guys behind the scenes always work so great in working with us, and we appreciate it. So we'll see you there this weekend.
Thank you. We'll see you then.